Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning on 710 WOR.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:40 on Monday morning now. I was glued to that Mets-Yankees game there, Len, last night, so I didn't see the Tony Awards, but you can fill me in on what happened, right?
In just a moment. I'll get there. Not there in just a moment. I heard De Niro got a standing ovation. That's all I heard about it.
Hey, you have a winner.
I do. I want to congratulate cousin Justin Berman. Justin Berman
the
from
fix
Queens.
Is in.
No relation. Won the Mets tickets. Well, the Turning Point contest at 8:30. I do have a tweet I want to share that I received it at my Twitter handle, which is at Len Berman Sports, if you care to follow. George tweets me that Len is the only reasonable voice on the radio station. He says, Mark Riedel is a fascist.
What?
He says, Mark Riedel. Mark Riedel is a fascist. But then he says, come on, Michael, stick to singing show tunes. So you're Mark and Michael.
I'm very confused. Thank you very much, George. Tony's last night, as I predicted.
Yes.
I'm seldom wrong in my predictions.
Well, you always hurt your arm patting yourself on the back.
I do.
Really?
I do. Yes.
But you did. You said the band's visit would be.
I love the band's visit. It won 10 Tony Awards last night, including Best Musical. It is a terrific show. It's intimate. It's tender. It's delicate. It's beautiful. It's very moving. I set you up with tickets, didn't I? Didn't you see it?
I did. It was amazing. And I was so glad I saw it because I think a lot of people who might have watched the Tonys last night that weren't into a lot of the shows went, the band's visit? Like, where did this come from?
But you know who was terrific on the Tonys last night was Katrina Lenk, who's the star of the band's visit. I mean, she is so sexy and sensual. And my girlfriend, who has not seen the band's visit and really was not paying that much attention to it and wasn't that interested in it, when she saw Katrina Lenk perform with Tony Shalhoub that number, she said, wow, that she is great, that woman.
And
that
he won,
so
right?
So intense. And Tony Shalhoub
won. We've had
won.
Tony on the show. He
yeah,
won, right?
Tony's great, yeah. And she said, I want to see the band's visit now. So
yes.
The best thing the Tonys can do is if you put on a good number on CBS, because Tonys don't get the same viewers as many viewers as the Oscars do, but you still get 7 million people, and that's a lot of tickets to be sold to 7 million people. With a good number on the Tony Awards, you can add another year to the life of the show. So that should have helped the band's
visit. And it's deserving.
Yeah.
So.
But you know what the big disappointment for me? The boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Why? You didn't like this?
I literally grew up surrounded by God. Surrounded by God and all my relatives.
This is an award show
we
or a funeral?
Cousins, aunts, uncles,
but
grandmas,
oh,
grandpas.
And I understand.
Great grandmas, great.
You want to hear him sing the song?
I know, great grandpas.
And there are a lot of relatives at the open casket ceremony there. And
but
there
if I had the privilege of seeing Bruce Springsteen's show, and I don't want people to think that it's a snooze because it's not.
It was a snooze last night on the Tony Awards. That's what it was.
It didn't make sense in that spot
at all.
If you watched the entire show, it was a beautiful piece of the show.
He lists all of his relatives and he plays three notes for 5 minutes. That is not
for the Tonys.
That is not a good showcase for your show.
How long did he go before he actually broke into song?
Hours.
Oh, I think it had to be almost 2 minutes.
He went on and on.
But then he just
on.
Did a couple of bars, right?
Yes.
That was it?
That was it.
All right, he was
Everyone's
doing My
waiting.
Hometown. This is all he sang.
Was 8 years old, running with a dime in my hand to the bus stop to pick up a paper for my old man.
It was really, those 30 seconds of
right.
that.
And
that
I
was
know,
it.
That was all there was.
It wasn't even a snazzy version of it, but in the show on Broadway, it makes sense.
No,
in the
does.
Tonys, it felt out of sync.
But the problem is that the big buildup, because they're always worried about the ratings for the Tonys. Oh, we got Bruce Springsteen, and we're going to put him on in the third hour, so you got to stick around to wait to see his performance, because unless you're willing to pay $1,500 or $2,000, you're not going to get in to see him on Broadway. You're going to get a sample of what he's doing, and what he was doing wasn't even worth 30 cents, let alone $1,500 last night on the Tony Awards.
But
so now the big upset was, they said most of it went according to form, and you predicted it, but the big upset was What is this Once on this
it's
Island?
It's a lovely, lovely little show.
But it beat some big...
It beat Carousel and My Fair Lady,
wow.
The great American musicals.
For best musical or best revival?
Best revival
of a revival?
Yeah, revival of a musical. And right. that was a great segment, Natalie, that they put on Once on this Island. It was
right,
really rousing and fun.
All right, let me listen to this. I don't know. I think this.
Bouncy,
I think
it's bright reggae. You want to rum punch when you're watching.
I think this is a lot more energetic.
There was a place here.
Stop with
could
the
hear.
Bruce.
No,
that
wait
is
a second.
Good.
Now here's the thing. Reno comes in and says, "I really love the In Memoriam," but I said, "What?
I mean, that is so
tragic."
No, it's not that I love it. I'm always moved by the In Memoriam when they list the people on Broadway who died because I very often know many of them.
No.
There are about five or six people who I've been close to for many years who died, and I think it's a very elegant and classy thing that they do.
That's not why you told me you were excited by the In Memoriam.
When I was watching it last night, I was struck that they had Liz Smith mentioned as a columnist.
Yes.
I never really mentioned them. Remember seeing a columnist.
Right.
So I tweeted him, not tweeted, I sent a text to Michael saying, oh, wow, you know, they recognize Liz Smith. That's nice. And he's like, one day they'll have me.
So he said, I did. That's why Rita was so excited by In Memoriam. Oh, great. I'm going to make it someday.
I know. I might be a little shocked if I see myself up there one day. That could
that
be a
would
problem.
Be interesting.
But listen, after Bruce's performance, I wanted to be up there in memoriam, please.
Really?
Hey. Here we live in the shadow of the steeple.
No.
Crookedly blessed.
Why are you
God's
busting on Bruce
mercy,
so much, the two of you?
Because he was terrible last night.
I'm just playing it. No, Rito's bust. Don't put me in that category.
That's right. You
Bruce,
didn't see it.
Boss, I love you, kid.
Yeah, no, well, it was not a great performance last night, boss.